Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Minute Mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I lied to everybody. I said we were going to get into Rogue Rogers. Hell nah. We got the Hall of Famer. We got Billy Hilly. Bill Hillgrove, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Bill. How we doing, Bill?
Good morning, gentlemen. Bill, how you doing?
Oh, we are fabulous. Where do we want to start? We want to start recruiting. We want to start basketball. We want to start with football.
I'll start with, just broad strokes. How do you feel like this was a successful season for the Pitt Panthers football team?
Yes, I do. And I know there are some people saying, no, they should have done better. Shouldn't have lost to Louisville. Shouldn't have lost to West Virginia. Hey, you are what you are. And I've always believed Mike Tomlin's coach speak when he says that. And I remember one time somebody said, well, your special teams are doing well. He said, they're 1-4 also. You know, and so they were what they were. It's a good season, and I think before the season, you'd have taken it. And as Pat and I discussed wrapping up the broadcast on Saturday, despite the disappointing loss to Miami, if you were on the bus coming back from Morgantown, would you have taken this? And I think most fans would say yes. But, you know, there's some fans treat it as the cup is half empty, and that's the beauty of sports.
Billy, you've covered Pitt football for 52 years. Obviously, that's quite a few decades. You started when you were 7, as I understand it. Just your thoughts on how college football has evolved in general. I mean, signing day was yesterday. It used to be the first Wednesday in February. You didn't have to announce you were coming back when you were a freshman or sophomore in 1980 or 90 or 2000 or 2010. I get the positive aspect for the players, but just your general thoughts on the game, and from a broadcaster's view, does it feel different to you?
Well, yeah, it has to feel different, Pat, because, all right, you know, my job is nuts and bolts. Where's the ball? What yard line? What's the score? How much time is left? It's you guys that are kind of put in a different frame of mind when it comes to approaching the game. You know, case in point, Louis Riddick, who did the TV last Saturday, was going down the elevator with my son, and my son asked him about the game, and he said, look, Pitt is right there with skilled people, but they don't have the beef up front both ways to compete with the Habs. And, of course, the Habs have NIL numbers that we can't compare with, and that's the reality of it. Until it changes, it's going to be like that. You know, we can play most teams, but Miami and Notre Dame aren't most teams. And so, therefore, you know, we got pushed around. And as you know, it's what happens up front that counts.
Bill, what's up with basketball? A big win against Ohio State and then a little bit of a setback there against Texas A&M. Your thoughts on the Hoop team through nine games?
Yeah, I think they're, you know, doing their best. They didn't do it against Quinnipiac, and we all saw that, and it was disgusting. But, you know, we're asking Cam Corhan to do too much. He's a natural four. We're asking him to play the five, play both ends of the court, and I think he's done a heck of a job. But I think he, like the team, runs out of gas. And I saw a tired basketball team at the end of the Aggie game, and, you know, Aggie's coming at you in waves, and we didn't have that luxury. So until that changes, I don't know what's going to happen. And DeSean Jackson is a key part of that puzzle that hasn't been available. And the question is, will he ever, given his health issue?
Bill, we appreciate the time. As always, brother, we're awaiting where Pitt will play in their bowl game. I'm guessing you'd like it to be someplace warm.
Yeah, he does like New York City, though, so Pinstripe is on the board.
I like New York City. I would go to see the Birdland Big Band, but I hate Yankee Stadium.
I almost didn't let you in.
I've never been there for a baseball game, but for football, it stinks.
They wouldn't let you in, Billy.
Yeah, well, that was another thing. My son has the same name, and when he couldn't make it, I canceled his credential. Well, they canceled mine. I had to wait an hour outside, and what really ticked me was the fact that getting out of a car, the athletic director from Syracuse and Jim Boeheim walked right past me like they owned the place. That really got me upset. But, you know, I got in, and we did the game at doing a football game from a baseball press box is not much fun.
Bill, we appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sure.
Thanks, Billy. Thanks, partner.
Callis
cut him off.
He's frozen.
He's frozen.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, Bill.
They kept him out? Oh, God. F the Yankees, the damn Yankees. Oh, jeez.
He gave the Michael Jordan.
He did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.